This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your world, our world, your world is our world. It's a great world. La, 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 la. Victoria loves it when I start it with a song. It's a wonderful day.
It thrills me.
In the neighborhood. Thursday, the 6th of July is upon us, and Jennifer Horn is here, excited as possible. Victoria Keeling even more excited. And Kara, you wouldn't believe the excitement that she has already expressed. I think it's kind of another hour of conversation. You know, sometimes, ladies, some people, nobody here included, are victims of bad sleep. And, according to a study out this week, a bad night's rest, or if you have a continuum of poor sleep, it could be an indication of an increased risk for Alzheimer's.
Oh, boy.
Researchers studied 100 cognitively normal people over the age of 63 who completed well-validated questionnaires. They analyzed their spinal fluid. I'd like to have somebody stick a needle after you've had a good night's sleep. Stick that needle right up your butt. Find the indicators of there's a plaque. Not a plaque you put on your wall, but the plaque that gets into your bloodstream. And that's a... indicates the characteristic of Alzheimer's. The family history of Alzheimer's, which is kind of, have you taken the what's the company that does the testing? You want to get your DNA tested?
I do 23andMe, which you spit into a little cup.
Really?
Yeah, that's the one I did, 23andMe.
And what did it tell you?
It gives you your risk factors for different diseases. It tells you from part of the world your ancestry comes from.
Okay, so it's not Ancestry.com.
Ancestry, I think, is doing a service like that now. It's just that the time when I did it, they weren't offering it, so I did it through 23andMe.
So what did it tell you?
Part of the Genome Cup project.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. It tells you. It just tells you what diseases you're at risk, more at risk for than the average
but
population.
What diseases? I want to know what diseases you're at risk
for. Oh, my most? The worst one is macular degeneration. That was my highest
risk. Right.
Oh, no.
And not because of what happened to me. It's just it runs in my family. My grandfather has macular degeneration. So
which side? Mother, father?
My dad. My mom's side.
Uh-huh. How's her eyesight?
Hers is great, but it skips a generation typically.
Ah.
So if you look at all the diseases out there, the one that I have the highest risk for is that one. But then you have to check a box. Like if you want to know about your risk for Alzheimer's and if you want to know about your risk for cancer, you actually have to go in and check an extra box to see if to make sure you're really sure you want to know. And I was just at the probably either below or at the average for Alzheimer's or in cancer. So I checked the box. I figure if you're going to spit in a cup,
get the information.
Right?
It can help you to avoid. That's the way I look at it. A lot of this stuff would be preventative, especially at your age, in your 30s. You can do all kinds of things. And between now and when you become susceptible, when you get to my age and become more susceptible to some of this stuff, they'll have fine. Science is amazing in many respects. I applaud science much of the time. Sometimes I think that it's nonsense because it disproves itself all the time. But in this circumstance, and what you just said was very interesting because most of the maladies that can affect you skip a generation. Like in my family, and this is for all you who wonder about your future, there are ways of finding out now. Because I don't want to know. Well, if you don't want to know, that's great. Don't participate. I think it's great. Prevention is worth, what's the old expression? An ounce of care.
And yeah, that's why I actually think, you know, I had my detached retina last year, and it was such a, it was a hardship, and it was a pain, yeah. and I had to be out of work, and I had to lay flat. But I actually feel like it got me going to, I mean, I have no choice now to go to follow-up visits with my eye doctor, who happens to be an expert. He studies macular degeneration, and I thought maybe somewhere down the road, I was meant to be united with this guy. You never know. I mean, you never know why you're supposed to be someplace. Right.
Yep. Yeah.
So I always say, and he does genetic testing for it, so I actually let him genetic test me when he was doing an ink test just to, I mean, I figure those kind of things can't hurt if you know them ahead of time. I mean, that really does make a difference. For my grandfather, he found out too late that he had macular, and at that point, 20 years ago, they didn't have the same science that we do today. So
is there a preventative course of action for that, supplements, or is it a laser surgery or something like that?
With macular, it's, I mean, right now, basically the best thing that you can do is, if you find out early, depending on the type of macular that you have, you get shots, and it can slow down the process. You get shots into your eye, but it's not a supplemental thing. It's not a
dietary.
Sadly.
Yeah, sadly.
I wish that it were, but I think there are risk factors that can up your chances of getting it if you do have the gene for it, which is smoking and all these other things. But
right.
All right. So about you, Victoria, what's your problem?
I don't remember. I did it 5 or 6 years ago. I don't remember. I'd have to look it up again. I remember interesting things like, which is true, I don't process coffee or caffeine very well, and that showed up in my DNA test, that I process coffee, or I break down coffee a lot more slowly than other people. So if I had, when I used to drink coffee, which now I have Super Beats in the morning, but before I met you guys, I was drinking coffee in the morning, a lot of it. And if I had anything past 10:30 or 11 in the morning, I wouldn't sleep that night.
Wow.
Because the half-life of coffee takes so long to break down. Oof. And I would be amazed at people who have coffee after dinner. Like, they were like freaks to me.
Right.
So that was one thing that did show up, which was really interesting. And the other thing that was cool, it has fast twitch and slow twitch muscles. So the way that your muscular structure is built, and I was never, I believe it's fast twitch because I was a sprinter, and I could never do long
distance.
I could never do long distance. Like, I cannot run more than a mile.
There's three of us there. What about you, Kara?
Yeah.
Can you run fast and endure, or do you have to, like, slow down after getting to first base?
I can run slowly and not super far.
Yeah,
so
me too.
No, slow twitch.
I can run a couple miles in a row if I've been, like, doing it for a while, but I have to kind of build up that endurance. But, yeah, not a sprinter.
Well, that comes from the thickness of your – I have very thick legs, and that's part of it, I think. There are – in my circumstance – the hitting of the ball out of the park, running to first base. I was a track person for the first 100 yards, and after that, forget it.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And so there's a certain, all of these things that we're talking about are related to a body structure and what you get in your DNA, what gets passed on. In my case, the business of COPD, it's, in terms of generations, it doesn't skip a generation, or hasn't for a long time, from what I can see of the family tree. But I'm going to do the Ancestry.com and see what happens.
You should. I'm surprised you haven't done that yet. That's up your alley.
I got something. As a matter of fact, both Meredith and I we were thinking about getting it for each other. She didn't get it for me. I got it for her. She doesn't want to take it, so she just gave it back to me. So I'm going to take it and see what comes up.
It's really, I mean, I don't know how the Ancestry one goes, but I know with 23andMe, like, they tell you even what kind of earwax you have. It tells you what kind of color eyes you have. Yeah.
What kind of eyes? What color eyes I have, huh? I'll have to take it
The only thing that it said most likely blue for mine, which is true. The only thing that's weird is it said that my hair was most likely curly, which it's really not.
Well, so then what do we do with this information? This is stuff all of us have got. Info, and again, just for a quick reference point, because COPD, my mother died of it at 50. My grandfather on her side died at 66 of it. His mother died at 88 of it. And then I don't know what happened before that. But I would have the tendency for it, but I haven't done any of the things. My great-grandmother died because she had coal miner's disease, living in the coal mine area of southern Illinois. She never worked in a coal mine, but she died of it. That's what got her lungs. My grandfather worked in the coal mines, lost one of his lungs when he was 14 or 16 or something like that in a cave-in in the coal mine. But he smoked also. That's what got him at 66. And then my mother...
Lived that long. My God.
My mother was a horrible smoker, and she was dead at 50. So, and it was all because of lung disorders. So I'm trying, you know, the worst thing that happens to me is getting in the hayfield in the summertime, which isn't great, but I managed to get rid of the stuff. So Jennifer has figured out why and how to use the information. So maybe that's an interesting, and I have, but I'm going to also do the ancestry thing. But I am very thorough with the kind of information that I keep at hand, because I do believe a great deal in the preventative stuff. And that's what bothers me, Jennifer, about the health care plan, whether it was the one before or the one now. There's not any focus at all on prevention. And I think that's ludicrous, frankly. That'd be a
reason. There's more focus on prevention when it comes to, well, treatment, I guess, when it comes to opioid use. That's the one thing
but
that they've added in.
Prevention of any kind, not just that kind of stuff, but prevention in terms of how you keep the numbers down, the expenses down, how you keep doctors' bills down, how you make sure that the cost of the insurance, the whole argument is about what it costs for the insurance, not the health care. But that then relates to what health care costs, and it costs a lot because people aren't thinking about what they're doing. Thus, you see all these people eating the way they do, and you know,
I was going to say prevention is exercise, eating well, getting kids to stop living on chicken fingers and mac and cheese. Our entire country, every single time I see a child, they're eating chicken fingers and mac and cheese.
You don't see Miles eating that stuff.
Yeah, it's not going to be my kid, but and it wasn't my brother and I weren't.
Do you have an announcement to make? Wait, hold on.
No.
Get some big news. Get some big music.
No.
Victoria has an announcement to make.
They had fun in Mexico.
No announcement to make. But I'm just saying, like, that bothers me a lot when I see that anywhere I go. And I'm sure your daughter sees that with my kids Miles' age. It's horrible.
Yeah. All right. So we've got a lot going here in terms of our health and your health and well-being. Lots to think about, which is a good thing. 19 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Thank you.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Into this and look at the title. Wouldn't it be better if Disney entitled those Despicable movies Delirious instead of Despicable? Delirious Me instead of Despicable.
None of them are delirious, I don't think, in the movie, so.
Yeah, you know, anything's better than Despicable, it would seem.
Why?
All right, I didn't get off onto that tangent.
Okay.
The fellow who used to be Prince's drummer has died at the age of 43. Yes, this is the dead zone in music, ladies and gentlemen. John Blackwell Jr., who performed in Prince's band New Power Generation for over 10 years, passed away. His wife posted the news on Instagram, writing, quote, "My husband, incredible drummer John Blackwell, passed away peacefully in my company today. Thanks be to God for his life, and thanks to everyone for their support. He had two brain tumors diagnosed last year. There was a GoFundMe page established to help cover his medical costs. Got up to $78,000 as of a couple of days ago. He went to Berklee College of Music. He got his breakthrough gig playing with Patti LaBelle and appearing on her Grammy-winning album, Live One Night Only. In 2000, Prince recruited him for his new Power Generation band. He played on multiple Prince LPs, apparently quite... I guess I don't know enough about drumming to know how well anybody does it. I mean, I'm guessing that Ringo's a good drummer because of where he got. I was watching John Stamos the other night, and I wondered whether he was a good drummer or not. He played the guitar also when he was on stage with the Beach Boys. Is he? Who are the great drummers? Buddy Rich. Anybody here know the name Buddy Rich?
He was my grandfather's favorite. My grandfather loved Buddy Rich.
<Of course.
laughs> I didn't mean that in like a...
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a true story. He loved Buddy Rich.
Isn't that Jennifer and her?
That's funny. Doug's like, I loved him as a kid.
Well, he and Johnny Carson had a great... He really hit his stride when he... Johnny Carson had loved the guy. And he was all the time. He's a very quirky, really quirky guy. But man, can he move a little guy? He can move those drumsticks around. So there's a kind of sad note. Here's something that's good. Britney Spears in the music news. We do the music news every hour at this time in the hour. She responding to accusations that she's a lip syncer. I wonder what sort of irony would it be if she was on that show with LL Cool J?
Oh, lip sync battle. She'd probably rock it because she's had a lot of practice.
Yeah, she was performing in Singapore and surprised the crowd. Singapore.
Right.
A round of happy birthday. She said, quote, I've a really special friend tonight. He's been with me for 5 years. He's one of my favorite people. His name is Jacob. Everybody, let's sing happy birthday to Jacob, who is apparently Jennifer Spears, Britney Spears' bodyguard. So
this is her audio singing. We should listen to this.
So she got something going with this guy?
No, it's her bodyguard.
Wow. Hello. Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner.
She has a boyfriend, I think. She's got a different boyfriend.
Okay. By the way,
you buried the lead. The story is that she actually can sing.
Yeah, I know, but I just got sidetracked.
Not about the bodyguard. Yeah. No, I thought that was that little sound clip went viral because people were really impressed that she sounded that good.
Yeah, right. But I didn't bury the lead. Thank you. A lot of people don't think that she is able to sing while she's dancing because she dances so much. And she says she has a bit of playback, but there's a mixture of her voice and the playback. Playback is a track that would play, you know, if there's music and you can't see a violinist, for example, that's on a track. But she proved she could sing, and that's all I really ever wanted to know about her. Right? Yeah. 28 past the hour.
People don't always need to talk it out. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Before the turn of this century, it was widely believed that people need to talk out crisis events in their lives. Over the last 15 years, however, a slew of studies began to demonstrate that if therapists treat everyone the same and force people to talk out crises, they can actually do more damage than good. For some people, talking out crises is really helpful. For others, not thinking about tragic events is best. The general guideline is that if something is obviously still present for someone, then having them talk it out is likely to be helpful. But if something is not present for that person, then it's probably unnecessary to have that person rehash the tragedy. You don't have to be a clinician to take advantage of this information. In short, if people want to talk something out, be there for them. If they don't, then don't force it. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buy Ford now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today's must-have information on the DJV experience. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Follow all of us on Instagram, or most of us anyway. And get to the fact that you want to. There, if we figure out, we had a big meeting yesterday. Did we figure out this podcast and how we... From what we have, Doug Steffen Now, which is the entire program playing over and over again on TuneIn Radio. You can get any time during the day. But then we have Blog Talk Radio, where you can go find snippets of important information, right? Important, not necessarily information, just good conversational pieces of the program here and there. And then we have a summary of the whole show that you can get. We go on, and you wouldn't think that you could, that Kara could be good enough to squeeze it all into a little bubble. But she can't.
I'm glad you have such confidence.
I do.
Thank you.
At blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so the big thing on social media has to do with Donald Trump, right? No, it doesn't. It has to do with a couple of scurrilous, well, I was going to use a term that was derogatory. I don't have authority when it comes to these sorts of things, so I'm going to turn things over to the ladies of the House to discuss what has been the most resounding knowledge. Knowledge, is this, does it fit into knowledge? The stuff.
I think it's just a scandal. It's just a scandal, that's all.
Scandal and scum. Scandal involving scum.
And yes. I have to, like, give the disclaimer here, because I feel so bad that I got wrapped up in this, because, and this is what the Kardashians do to you. You don't want to watch it. You don't want anything to do with it, but somehow they suck you in.
So true.
And so yesterday on Instagram, Robert Kardashian, who's the boy, the only boy, the brother of Courtney and Khloe.
And son
Kim,
of the lawyer.
Son of the lawyer. Okay. Who was dating Black China and had a baby with Black China.
Who's Black China?
I don't know.
That's a very good question. I've been asking that for a long time. I thought she was a wrestler, but
she was, that's just China.
She was a stripper who I think was a big with all the rappers, and then I think she was in music videos with them. And
when
then
you
some,
say big with all the rappers, they all took their turns with her? Is that
pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She's definitely, you know how Kim Kardashian got famous for a tape? Well, I think she just did what Kim Kardashian is famous for, but actually there might be some tapes, but that's not why. She was with a lot of different people, and so she ended up being with, try to follow this here, Dougie. Right. She had a baby with Robert's sister's boyfriend. You got that?
Got it.
Oh, this is going to be confusing.
Yeah. So, Tyga
Robert's
is
sister.
His name.
This
what's
sister.
Tyga's deal? Is he a rapper?
Okay, so Tyga, rapper. I think, is a rapper. Tyga had a baby with Blac Chyna. They broke up. Tyga started dating Kylie Jenner, who is Robert Kardashian's sister. Okay? Yeah. And so then Blac Chyna all of a sudden started dating Robert Kardashian. He was sort of down on his luck. He had gained a lot of weight. He was, I guess, kind of a hermit. And so she came in and kind of brought him out of being, like, socked away for a while. And they started dating. And lo and behold, she gets pregnant. Well, everybody kind of is speculating on the outside that she's just with Robert Kardashian because she wants to get back at Tyga and Kylie for dating each other. Well, apparently, yesterday, Robert Kardashian thought he was going to be getting back together with China. They had broken up.
A million times,
but they were apart. He had sent her, like, something crazy, like $250,000 in jewelry, a Rolex, diamonds, all this stuff. And he got tipped off by this woman who was in a relationship with someone that Blac Chyna was boinking and said, look, your girl's been with my guy for months. So he gets a hold of her cell phone. He sees all these pictures because apparently she can't boink without taking photographic evidence of it and sees that this is true. So he goes on Instagram and releases naked pictures of Blac Chyna, basically saying the reason that her body looks so good right now is because he paid for $100,000 of body reconstruction after she had the child. And that she had been with, like, he figured it out that she had been with 8 men in a month and 3 men in the last 2 days because she was on a bender where she was ordering party boxes to her house, which apparently, for those of you who didn't know like me, party boxes, champagne, it's cocaine, ecstasy, Molly.
Oh, is there a service that delivers?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. So I guess she was all drugged out and started sending Rob videos of her actually in bed with this guy in their bed, in their home. And so Robert Kardashian just really let her have it on social media, saying she was with all these men and she was just using him and she had all this body reconstruction. He sent out pictures of her bare hoo-hoo. He sent out pictures of her bare bottom, sent out pictures of her boobs, saying that, you know, they used to be good, but the guy that did the surgery ruined them. I mean, just all of this.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Social media.
So then she responds and says that he actually abused her and cheated on her. That went away real fast. She deleted that video, but then she complained to Instagram, and Instagram started pulling down the naked pictures of her and eventually just shut down Robert Kardashian's account. And within seconds, he switched over to Twitter and started tweeting out the same thing.
Well, that is part of Instagram trying to, you know, cut down on revenge porn is what they call it. When someone breaks up with you and then, or you have an ugly breakup and then you start posting naked pictures of them, that's revenge porn. And so Instagram has tried to get tough on stuff like that. God.
What is life on the farm has taught me a whole
lot. Life on the farm.
The world away from this.
So when I first heard the story, what I was thinking about was...
By the way, I think props to Jen. That was just a phenomenal...
Yeah,
that a
good explanation. That she knows all that stuff.
I love it. Okay, that was my favorite thing ever. Oh, my God. I want story time with Jen every day.
And by the way, keep in mind, while I was learning this story, I was also talking about the Senate health care bill.
Wait, on another radio program.
Did you find any...
Folks are asking, I do.
Was there any cross-pollination? Any words like hoo-hoo
Thankfully,
got mixed
no.
All right, so when I heard the story, for whatever the reason, I saw a little something, and I don't pay much attention to it. I actually was doing what you were doing, Jennifer, only with cocoa and iced tea at the time.
Huh?
Because there's something about those two.
Is that another rap couple, cocoa and iced tea?
Oh, yeah.
Iced tea
yeah.
is the guy
who's really
on.
Is, by the way.
Yeah. You know, iced tea is or was.
Yeah, and he's married to Coco.
Rapper, and he married a Coco.
Yeah.
I didn't know who Coco was. But I saw them being interviewed at one point in time. He's on Law and Order and SUV. And so he, no, SVU.
SVU.
And I don't know who Coco is other than his wife. Was she got a story?
Was she a model? I thought she was like
God
a swimsuit model or something like that. I don't know.
She's got something to model, I'll tell you that.
They've been together for a long time now.
Yeah, they seem. So
they,
the reason I bring it up is because it's the opposite kind of a story with the same sort
of Ice-T, I mean, obviously I don't know Ice-T. He seems very low drama to me. He seems like the kind of guy who doesn't really have time.
He's a little older.
That.
He's one of the originals, you know? He doesn't need all this stuff.
Yeah.
The social media. This Blac Chyna. You know, if you're going to do something bad, why are you taking pictures on your cell phone? I mean, what a... Ugh.
Well, she's in her case, she's probably hoping for a leak, or she's probably hoping to get more famous out of it, you know, thinking, like, along the Kim Kardashian line. I mean, Kim Kardashian was a pioneer in the homemade sex tape industry, and then that literally, we have all of the Kardashians to thank for Kim's sex tape, and maybe Blac Chyna feels like if she keeps doing it, it'll launch her in a bigger
so,
way.
Yeah, she doesn't have any way to be famous otherwise,
right.
So she needs stuff like this to keep, you know, pushing
what
her.
What makes
to
people want to be famous like this? Is the millennial generation supportive of this stuff more than any other group? What is there
Remember
about?
It used to be that you'd want to be famous for, like, I want to be a rapper, or I want to be a singer, or I want to be XYZ, or I want to be a president, or I want to be whatever it was.
Yeah.
That's where you wanted to get fame from. Now it's just this lesson, and I really think it started with the Kardashians, famous for being nothing. If I get one crazy YouTube video, that's why everybody's pushing the
Nicole
line.
Nicole Richie was sort of from that, too, wasn't she? She was sort of one of those.
Yeah,
and Paris Hilton, another one of those.
I mean, at least Nicole Richie had a famous father. I mean, Kim Kardashian, I guess, maybe to some extent, but Robert Kardashian was not necessarily famous. He became well-known during the O.J. trial, but I don't think, you know, I never think of him as a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I was reading a blog post recently about this sort of thing, not specifically about, you know, Blac Chyna and Rob, but a lot of people, a lot of bloggers have, pop culture bloggers, have traced back this exact phenomenon that Doug's talking about to MTV's Real World. That was the first show where regular people were put on camera 24/7, and that was that's really the genesis of the reality star.
Hmm. So here's
interesting. And that's a long time ago. What was that? 30 years?
MTV?
25 years ago?
The first one?
Yeah.
Right?
The first one was like in 92, 91, something like that.
Yeah.
So you know how I love studies and how I want to look and see why people are the way they are? There's a study out this week focused on millennials and how ready they are or not for the quote-unquote reality of life. It seems, according to medical records, I don't know why somebody wanted to look this up, but it's interesting once you dig into it, more millennials suffer more panic attacks than any other age group. Panic attacks, anxiety attacks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can already go ahead and answer this for you. The answer is not ready. Not ready for adult life.
So there are, Kara, 2,000 people who were studied in this research paper. They are all either ready to go to college or in college or just out of college. And the study overwhelmingly found that most are not ready for the challenges of life. They are not ready to live independently. Half of the students don't know how to pay a bill. Their mother and father have paid their bills and continue to pay them through college and when they get out of college. They don't. Many of them have the ability to pay rent. We all know there's that whole group that's still living at home.
Well, here's my question for everyone who is, I guess, you know, for you and for Jen, because you're a little bit above the wall. Okay, did you guys pay rent or were you guys paying bills at all before you went to college?
I was.
Okay, well, so you helped pay for your college, right? So,
I helped pay for college. So, I bought my car, first car.
Yeah, I paid for a lot of my college. My dad would help me out, but my college wasn't expensive. In California, going to a state school, it was like over I think it was just over $1,000 for a semester, and then the books. Mm-hmm. And typically, he would pay for that, and I would pay for the books. And that's kind of how we...
Yeah, the only thing about this that makes me kind of interested or curious is I feel like a lot of the times, you know, depending on how something is worded or how something is asked, you might say that you're not, you don't feel like you're ready, but a lot of the times you feel like you're not ready for something until you actually do it, and then you realize, oh, okay, I can actually do this. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you go to college.
Well, why has it happened like that? What has brought it about from my generation, your father's generation, to you? Why is it that... I guess it's our generation, felt so insecure about letting their children become independent. That's really what it is.
I think that's just the inclination of parents to want to keep kids close to the vest as long as possible. I mean, I don't know. I think there's a sense of protection.
What need does that fulfill? What need is there...
I don't know. I mean, look, my mom, there's no better example of someone who we have a very close relationship, and she would have loved to have nurtured me. But you know what? When I turned 18, well, I was actually 17, I graduated high school, and she went to London for a year. Well, not even London. She went to Stratford to get her master's degree in Shakespearean studies. And so the very first year out of high school for me, I had to, she said, do you want to stay in the house? And I said, yeah. And she left me enough money for the mortgage, but I had to pay all my own bills in the house to keep the house going. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know,
so
that was actually a good experience.
Did you become more dependent on your father? How close was it then?
I lived in the
house. You were working for your father.
I was working for my dad, but I really lived in the house that year. I mean, I stayed by myself, and I took care of things, and it was good.
I was going to say, did you throw ragers?
No.
Jen was a good girl.
You know what? I didn't really... I mean, I had a few wild years in my 20s, but I really, as a teenager, was a pretty good kid. I did have my first real boyfriend, though, so he was in radio in Vegas, and he'd come and visit sometimes.
Ooh.
But we really wouldn't have... Oh, everybody knew he was there. But we really didn't have any, like, big, huge parties or anything that I can remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you can...
Because I knew I'd have to clean up after him. What are you saying? You know.
11 minutes for the hour in the DJV experience.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Trades are scary. When a player leaves your team... You can't like them anymore. Not supposed to like them anymore. You can't even wear their jersey anymore. Except at Buffalo Wild Wings. They are not going to judge you. Others might, but not Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour tech talk time here with the DJ Veers, a Facebook plan that will help you a lot. I think Victoria's going to go through that, plus something that is horrifying to me about cars, just horrifying for those of us who love to drive. Technology in the focus right after these words.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
All right, let's get to the Facebook news. There's a plan to cut down on spam if you're a Facebooker like all of us are. Facebook does seem to become, isn't it interesting, Victoria, that for a few years, Facebook appeared to be on the wane.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hand it to Zuckerberg. He's created with his team a lot of ways to identify other things to do with Facebook. And now they are staying in the forefront when it comes to the fake news department.
Right. Well, of course, Facebook, you're right, there was a waning there, but Facebook Live has really brought them back to the forefront. But what they're trying to do, I mean, fake news with Facebook has been an issue since the election, and so they've adjusted their algorithm several times. Now they announced yesterday they actually have a new adjustment to it, which they really feel very positive about. They found that people who post a lot, now this means 50-plus times per day, they found that those people, and these are individuals, are the ones who are actually behind the spam and fake news. So they didn't even have to read these posts individually. They ran their algorithm through, and it turned out that all of the pings that they got for fake news were from these specific users who were posting 50 or more times a day. Now, this doesn't apply to pages like our DJV show page. We can post 50 or more times a day. We're not the problem, and people who run their pages are not the problem. These are individuals who are probably getting paid some sort of a back-end deal to promote this type of spam and fake news. And so now Facebook feels that they've very securely identified these links, and you won't be seeing them in your newsfeed anymore. And it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure, you know, the fake news people who are spreading this stuff, they're going to adjust their approach, I'm sure. But Facebook seems to be really on top of this, which is great for everyone who wants to get their trending news from Facebook.
Yep. All right. The folks at Volvo, the Swedish car maker, are putting the electric car engine ahead of the internal combustion engine, which is problematic for me because I like to hear the little birdie
the
go
roar of yeah, you like to hear the roar of the gas guzzling. Well, it doesn't mean you can't go fast. I'm sure electric cars, I mean, Teslas are pretty fast, right?
Yep, they are. Yeah, very fast.
Well,
yeah.
Volvo said they'll be the first major automaker to abandon the conventional car engine, and they are going to do this by 2019. They say they will launch 5 new fully electric cars between 2019 and 2021. So no more gasoline and no more diesel.
Boy, mobile's not going to like them very much.
No.
That's well, and for a long time, it was thought that the big car makers were in cahoots with the gas companies, certainly
right.
In the 50s and 60s, and you could point to the 70s even, where the gas, you know, there was a great relationship between, a cozy relationship, probably better, between
cozy.
Exxon and Mobil, that were two separate companies at the time, and all the other big oil companies, in terms of how engines were made and what they used for fuel and oil and all that stuff. So this is a very interesting trend, no question about it. Electric cars in the focus, 59 after on DJV.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.